You are listening to KZSC Santa Cruz 88.1 FM. I'm DJ Charm, and I got the opportunity to speak to one of my favorite artists. Maria Sardoya is the front woman of Los Angeles-based band The Marias. Last year, they released their debut and highly anticipated debut album at that, Cinema, which is like a mix of lush instrumentals and dreamy vocals. I got to talk a little bit about Cinema with Maria as the band finishes off the end of their Cinema tour. Recorded here in Santa Cruz on my end and recorded from Austin on Maria's end. Without further ado, this is my interview with the Marias.
So my first question for you is, again, it's actually about tour, but we know that you guys are on the last leg of your tour here in Austin. How has tour been, and what was your favorite part or favorite stops along the way?
Tour has been really long. We've been basically touring nonstop all year, but it's also been really rewarding and really great because it's been the first time that we've been able to play all the Cinema songs live. Mm-hmm. And so that's been like really special to like see, you know, fans like singing along to these songs that we had written in our apartment. And some of our favorite stops, or some of my favorite stops, we played our first show in Puerto Rico, which is where I'm from originally. We played that show a couple months ago, and that was just really, really special. Our homecoming show, and or my homecoming show. And yeah, that was really great. And let's see, some other favorites along the way. We did Lollapalooza, and that was really, really fun.
It's huge.
We did Coachella this year. That was also really fun. We played a few shows in Mexico. We've just kind of been all over the place.
That's honestly, that's crazy. When you're naming all of these places, especially like the amount of time that you're spending on tour, it's kind of surreal. Wow. Congrats, by the way, on playing, you know, it's really special when you're playing home, you know.
So. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Speaking of Cinema, mm-hmm. we are actually wondering what your favorite songs to write or during the writing process were on the album, and like why.
One of my favorites was Hush.
Love that song.
Because it felt like, immediately it felt like, oh my god, this is like our Britney song, like our Britney moment, you know?
Yeah.
It was really different than like what we had done in the past, which had been like more ethereal and dreamy. Like Hush was like a little bit more like in your face, and so it was just fun overall to write. And we actually wrote it pretty fast. We wrote it like in just a couple of hours, which some of my favorite songs have been written that way. And then another favorite on Cinema, I would have to say Talk to Her. That one started with Josh on piano, and I remember him just like playing the chords and me walking into the kitchen and being like, wow, like these chords are beautiful. Like we have to do something with this. And I think like when one of us has like that immediate reaction, like where one of us like plays a chord progression or sings a melody or, you know, starts a song, like if we have that immediate gut reaction that, oh my gosh, this is really special, it usually ends up being really special. So that was another favorite one.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'm a big fan of Hush. I've played it on my show like a lot.
Aww.
I love it. I've been obsessed with Cinema since it came out. It's such
Thank
a great album.
So much. Thank you.
Speaking of, you know, Cinema again, what are some of your musical influences, and were there, and film influences? I mean, the album is called Cinema. So
yeah.
I have to ask, were there any specific musicians or any films that you watched that you were like, this inspired me to write or make more music?
Definitely. So all of the Pedro Almodovar movies are a huge inspiration, especially the one Talk to Her, which, you know, a couple of the songs on the album are named after that film. And, you know, there's a scene in that movie that Joe Beam, he's a Brazilian musician, plays in that movie, and actually, sorry, it's Caetano Veloso. And yeah, it's really special, and that was really inspiring musically. Let's see. Garden State was also another film that we watched that we were really inspired by. Let me see what else. I'm looking at like my movie list of movies that we saw that were some of my favorites. The Double Life of Veronique was a movie that really inspired me. I watched it during the pandemic, and just the cinematography and the use of color was really beautiful in that movie. And there's another movie that we saw called Mal de Sang. It's a French film, and that inspired the music video for Calling You Back. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely pulled a lot of inspiration from films, which during the pandemic we had a lot of time to to watch and to just really, like, ingest all of it. So,
wow, that's awesome. I haven't seen a few of those films. I have seen Garden State, and I love the soundtrack to that film. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the films that you mentioned, I've heard of them, and they're heavy on cinematography, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, cinematography and music videos, mm-hmm. As someone who's been listening to you guys for a long time, I saw you in 2017 in Sacramento, and or 2018, actually. 2018. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of your music videos, and I've loved watching your music transition up to this album, but I notice a lot of your music videos, not only are they beautiful, but they also have this emphasis of the colors red, black, mm-hmm. and white, and the repetition of those colors, and as fans we associate them with this era, but they're also mm-hmm. again, heavily in your previous eras, especially with Super.
Yeah.
What do those colors mean to you, and what do they represent with your music?
Yeah, I think, I mean, overall, those colors, I think, will always be a representation of the Marías. But I think just, like, from, you know, being inspired by Almodóvar, his films, like, have a heavy use of the color red. And I thought it was just, like, his attention to detail and making sure that that color sort of had its moment in a lot of the scenes, I was really inspired by. And so I was like, okay, if he can have this attention to detail in a movie that's, like, over an hour, almost 2 hours, then we can have this attention to detail in a music video that's, like, 3 minutes long. So, it started, you know, just being inspired by him, and then I think it just kind of took a world of its own, and, yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I think that's all we have.
Cool.
Today. But thank you so much, Maria.
Of course.
Hope the rest of your tour goes amazing. Try to get as much rest as you can post-tour.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christina, for making this happen.
On
behalf of KZSC, thank you so much.
Of course.
Again, this is DJ Charm for KZSC Santa Cruz. Thanks so much for listening, and I am signing out.